Washington has completed its first statewide inventory of buildings prone to crumble or collapse in an earthquake. The bottom line, there are an awful lot of unreinforced old brick or stone buildings that could be dangerous, a similar number to estimates in Oregon. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
The statewide inventory in Washington combined various databases of historic structures as well as commercial, government, and apartment buildings completed before 1958. The study identified nearly 4,500 unreinforced masonry buildings confirmed or suspected to pose high risk in an earthquake.
I'm initially shocked about how many there are, but also how widely spread they are across the state itself.
Brian Turbush is the Earthquake and Volcano Program Coordinator for Washington's Emergency Management Division.
We can start prioritizing. That would be an excellent first step, whether we want to do schools, whether we want to do government buildings.
Washington's statewide tally comes close to the estimate for how many earthquake-vulnerable buildings there are in Oregon, more than 5,000. The legislatures in both states are debating whether to create grant programs to subsidize seismic upgrades. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.